Welcome to the Annie Jennings Poker Podcast Series. My name is Annie Jennings, and I am the host of the Poker Podcast Series. Today, we are broadcasting live from the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, where the Executive Poker Tour is being played. This tournament is hosted by Rick Ram, president of the Executive Poker Tour. For more information, go to www.executivepokertour.com. I'd like to welcome today one of the poker's great players, Sam Tomasian from Great Falls, Virginia. And Sam has played the final table of this tournament today and has done exceptionally well. Sam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a couple questions about the play. How did you find the tournament?
Well, it was great. I wish there was more people, but the crew, the staff, the setup was very friendly. I truly, truly enjoyed playing, you know. I had a great time, win or lose.
Absolutely. Well, you did finish in the money, so congratulations there. You were one of the finalists at the final table. We started earlier today with 9 players, and I want to congratulate Sam because he did finish in the money. So congratulations, Sam. We want to see you back again for more Executive Poker Tour tournaments as well.
For sure.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of new players listen to our podcast. They're really looking to hear from the pros such as yourself. What are some tips to learning the game in a way that allows them to become a consistent winning player? If you had to give me some tips to our listeners, of which there are tens of thousands, so they're going to love what you're going to tell them. Tell us some. Why don't we talk a little bit about some great tips, some winning tips, and maybe even some stupid mistakes to avoid. Would you like to start with some great winning tips with us?
Well, patience is the key. Position, knowing your players. You have to know your players. There are newcomers, much more experienced players. The younger players are doing very well because they have the exposure to learn, as I said, on television and all of that.
Right.
But mainly it's composure and patience. Patience.
Patience is absolutely the key, right? Because I know I was here yesterday and I watched the beginning of the tournament, and I think you played a good, 10, 12 hours?
Yes.
Absolutely. So you just have to pick your spots and know your game, right?
And, of course, the luck element has to come in. And you have to do, you know, after all, there's 2 cards in your hand, 5 over there, everybody shares those.
That's right.
If you don't, the luck element is definitely have to be in your side. It helps.
Sometimes it works for you and sometimes it works against for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all seen that, that's for sure. I know I'm a lover of the game myself, and I know, occasionally you can get rivered and it's just one of those.
Oh, it's part of the game.
One of those bad beats. Yeah, it's part of the game.
I wish they would take the river out.
Me too. Imagine a land of no limit poker with no river.
No river.
It would take some of the fun and excitement out, that's for sure. We've seen some wonderful, wonderful hands played out today. Let me ask you a question. If you could share with someone mistakes to avoid. You've been playing many years, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
What are some of the key mistakes that you feel some new players or emerging players are making in the game?
Part of the one of the main things that don't get involved, as far as that's my judgment, don't get involved in the hand that you cannot take a higher raise or bigger raise because by just, you know, the term used, limping, is only
right.
Good for the last spot or nobody behind so they can make a move on you. Just by putting that, you know, with second best cards going in there and trying to hope that the flop will come. Eventually, the antes and blinds and those money it goes to waste.
So never play a hand you're not willing to raise with or
right.
not willing to enter the pot
enter
with a raise unless you have a good strategy in place.
Yes.
And that can happen occasionally. All right, that's a very good mistake to avoid, and I want to remind everyone, we are speaking to Sam Tomasian, and he is a player who's been around the block and played many a game in your day, right, Sam?
Yes.
Absolutely. So
love the game.
You mind if I ask you a couple more mistakes to avoid? I know our listeners are going to just love what you've got to share with them. The first thing you said was definitely do not play a hand that you can't take a higher raise. You can't call a higher raise. So what else do you notice? What are some mistakes you could share with us that you would advise new players to avoid?
I mean, of course, there's too
many.
Yeah, there's so many of them
thousands.
that one you have to know the players, the beginning of the game.
That's good.
When you sit with 10 new players,
right.
You don't want to get aggressive. You don't want to play weak. You don't want to show weakness. Right. You don't want to show crazy cards. One of the things that we all do it because of the friendly aspect of the game, don't show your cards.
Right, right.
Once you're done, if they fold because you raised, throw the cards in, take the money, and then we'll talk about it later.
And some people are very tempted to show their cards for whatever reason, but that's a mistake, right? Because you
absolutely
allow others to gain.
I have done it. Everybody does it.
Information. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you have a tendency to show occasionally.
But generally speaking, you're not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to, unless you have an absolute good reason and you're setting someone up for something later.
Later.
You let them, you lead them down the path.
It's the psychological warfare.
Psychological, you got it.
Between the players.
Absolutely. Do you ever play online, Sam?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just curious to see if you had any online tips for us.
No, I don't, because I play the game because the social element
right.
of it mostly. You know, a bunch of guys sitting around talking, doing things and playing. And I love the game. But online doesn't do me any, you know.
Yeah.
Although I have played some Monopoly money.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, yes. A little play money here
and
there.
Yeah, play money. But that's crazy.
Right.
That's not
right.
poker.
So you love, yeah, just come. And then the camaraderie is amazing. I mean, I've noticed
absolutely.
Such friendships, you know, throughout the tables. We have some pros here today with us. I know Steve Deniman is playing the tournament
yeah,
today.
Can you imagine sitting next to Steve Deniman and be keeping a straight face?
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny. I mean, when I watch him take down that 2005 WSOP, he was laughing at the final table, all that stress. I mean, I'm just watching. I'm a spectator, and even I'm feeling the pain, right?
Now he tells me, he says, well, you know I'm still learning. I said,
yeah,
still?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah,
he's,
you're very funny.
You know, it's a great demeanor. Everybody is really, really a good person on this tour. We've had a wonderful experience being here. Sam, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today? Anything you feel young poker? Do you think young poker players can learn from books, reading books, or do you think it's a combination?
It's combination. Mm-hmm. No book, no television show.
Oh, yeah.
Will get you where you want to get unless you have real experience of lower level, smaller level, whatever level you like to belong or start. But it's just like any other sport. I mean, I'm not going to call it a sport. Nevertheless,
it's a mental sport and a physical
it's
one.
It's definitely a mental as you can get.
You're not kidding. And you've got to have a lot of stamina. And as you said, patience. Patience and stamina are very important, because I've seen many players just say they're just too tired. And they just didn't care, and then that's it. And once you get to that point, this is why you've got to be in pretty good shape for this.
Stamina is the key. You've got to be able to sit there for 10 hours and keep a straight
and
face.
Stay sharp.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Hey, question for you. What about bad beats? Have you ever found yourself, obviously, maybe you've had one or two in your day? But
very bad. Yeah, I actually was at the WSOP in Vegas past year.
Really? Wow.
But not on the main event. The big event.
Right.
Before that.
Yeah.
And,
the 5,000 buy-in or something?
Right.
Yeah.
I had, on a turn, I hit kings full of nines.
Oh,
and
wow.
All in, the guy calls, blah, and had a gut shot straight flush.
Oh, no. No way. That's like 1 in 10 million.
I know. In a major event, that hurts.
That hurts because... Yeah,
I wish I had a film or a picture of that hand.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's hard. It's different to lose pocket aces, three aces, two, whatever. But you made your best hand possibly you can, you know. And those are the two highest cards on the board.
Oh, I know. I'm really sorry to hear that. But you know what? You got a bad beat story. Hey, and finally, let me just ask you one question, because I know my listeners are going to love this. You take a loss, you take a beat, and how do you bring yourself back to where you can focus again?
Forget about what happened to the last hand and the hand before.
Is that easier said than done?
That's it. Every hand is an independent event.
Yeah, that takes a while to get to that point of view, though. You have to have a lot of experience and realize that you just can't carry those bad beats with you, because it
only affects
your...
Don't get personal with a player because of their attitude and player structure, because that's not going to get you anywhere.
No, not going to get you anywhere. And I notice these guys are all friendly and really a delight.
Very nice today.
A delight today. Well, I want to thank Sam Tomasian from Great Falls, Virginia, for being with us today. Sam plays today in the Executive Poker Tour. You can find out more about Executive Poker Tour at executivepokertour.com. Keep in mind, this is hosted by Rick Ram. A percentage of the proceeds is donated to charity. Very important that you know that and keep track of where the games are, then the upcoming schedules, by visiting the website. Special thanks to Rick Rame for allowing us to podcast live from the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Again, my name is Annie Jennings, and I am the host of the Annie Jennings Poker Podcast Series. We'll catch you next time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.